8 years.
Miniatures. The house in a house.
Es una breca. Si es una breca a mí.
I remember the first time I heard a story of the house in a house. And it goes something like this. Once upon a time, on an island in the northernmost arm of the Mediterranean Sea, the beautiful Adriatic, lived an old man, a farmer. The old man had a house, a small house, big enough just for him.
Prvo se tu govorilo da je to 6. stoljeće, 8., 10., 12., 15., došli smo do 19. stoljeća, to je...
In the 18th century, beginning of 19th century, in the small house lived a person named Marco Silla, or if you would translate it to English, it would be Marco the Fourth, because he was very grumpy and a very, very old, angry man.
Neruor grinto Marco Silla.
And he loved his house. Through his windows, he would see the whole bay, the glittering sea, and the beautiful island opposite. In the same town lived a rich family with 6 sons, 3 naval captains and 3 priests, all prestigious vocations at the time.
His neighbors were a rich family, Vukovići, 6 brothers, 3 friars and 3 captains.
Onda je bilo 3 sina, pa 6 sinova, pa 3 sina, pa 3 čere, pa su u vrtu imali lava, pa su imali tigra, pa su imali krokodil. Ali pretpostavljam da su imali nekoliko djece, možda čak i 3 sina.
The 3 captains sailed the seas around the world and enjoyed soaking in different cultures and returning home with exotic goods.
I navigovali su i do Španije i ne samo jedan put, nego već je puti po su se sva 3 brata tamo oženili.
And they married 3 beautiful Spanish women. They took them back home to their small town on the island and decided to build a palace big enough to host everyone. The 3 newlywed couples, as well as the other 3 brothers, the priests. For the palace, they found the perfect spot, a place from which they could see the whole bay, the glittering sea, and the beautiful island opposite.
They wanted to buy the property that he was living to take down his house and build themselves a bigger house.
Yes, they wanted to build a palace on the piece of land that belonged to Marco Silla. There and nowhere else.
Znoš, Marco, dobro bismo ti plotili.
So the 3 brothers went to see Marco and offered him a huge amount of money to sell his house.
Grote vi kuću, divo si...
He did not like that. He didn't want to sell his house.
A jo, moju kuću i zemlju ne prodajem za nikakve šolde.
The 3 brothers then started buying up the land that surrounded Marco's house.
They went to the town hall and they bought the land around his house.
There was only 1 lot missing. The land in the middle, where Marco's house was standing. They thought that surrounding his property would force him out, but Marco Silla still didn't want to give up on his house. I'm not selling my home for any money.
He came to the town hall and he actually threatened everyone there who sold the soil around his house.
So then the mayor went to ask him,
Marco, pozo čovječe Boži ne prodoš, mogo bi živi ko čovjek do smrti.
You would never have to work for the rest of your life.
Znate, čačumo reč, a to sam rekao i Vukovićima, da svoju kuću i zemlju ne prodajem za nikakve švode.
Finally, The mayor tried to force him out using his civic powers, but Marco, known for his rough and tumble character, threatened him back.
And they wanted to arrest him. Somehow he found that out and he ran away to Dubrovnik Republic.
He fled the island, leaving his house behind.
Moraju pobjeći, u međuvremenu su oni počeli graditi te i digli su te zidove.
Those brothers started building walls around his house.
I opkolili tu kuću.
An arm span apart from the small house, they erected the walls, 3 floors high in Dalmatian Gothic style, with huge windows no palace would be ashamed of.
I onda je on, ovaj Marko Sile se vratio i stavio dinamit pod te zidove i htio to srušiti.
He came back with 4 barrels of gunpowder and he wanted to blow up these walls around. However, he was caught.
Sad su došli do trenutka da treba staviti podove drvene i krov.
Meanwhile, those brothers started building the house even higher and higher.
The plan was this. First, to put on a roof and closing the small house inside their big house.
I kad ga ugrodidu da će Marko ta kuću razbit i kroz vrota stinje izboci vonka.
They would then demolish the small house and take it out stone by stone, through the windows and portals of the palace to become.
Pa su se uputili brodom, kaže legenda, kaže priča, u Mletke, u Veneciju, kupit materijal, lenjon za pokrit palac.
And when they went to Venice to get materials, to get the woods for the roof and the floors.
The 3 brothers, naval captains, sailed over to Venice to buy the high quality wood they'd need for the roof.
Nakrcali su brod.
Once the material was on the ship, they were only 1 step away from the house of their dreams.
I kad se vraćali kod Visake, uhvatila nevera.
But alas, on the way back, strong winds whipped up the sea and the storm swallowed the ship.
The 3 captains drowned. All of the crew, everyone drowned.
Potopila je brod i izginuli su ta 3 brata Vukovića. Ovo su poslije roditelji umrli, ta kuća je ostala nedovršena.
And since they had no descendants and the other 3 brothers were priests, their family line was ended. The big house remained unfinished, empty.
Znači, zidine su oko, velike zidine su oko te male kuće i ta mala kuća je unutra.
After a while, Marco heard the news and he returned to live in his beloved house, now known as the House in a House. There are many versions of this story. In one ending, Marco comes back. In another, he never does, and the Spanish wives and the 3 priests move into Marco's old house, in the house in the house. All this sounds like a fable, or a parable, that wise people might tell children to teach them how to be fair and kind. So, the first time I heard it, I also thought it was just a legend. But the big walls of the palace are standing here in front of me, tall. As it happened, I'm spending my summer vacation in Bol, right next to it, in a house next to the house in a house.
Tu malu kuću je zadnji živio, nije moj školski kolega, godinu dana stariji, mi došli.
Not only is the house in a house a real thing, but people were actually living in it until 50 years ago.
Dakle, tu se živilo do prije 50 godina, 47 godina, živila je ta obitelj.
Trying to find out more, I was told to go see a local artist, Ivica Jakšić, nicknamed Puko. Puko even went to school with the last kid who lived there. Afterwards, the house was used for cultural events until its multiple owners, scattered all over the world, closed it down following a dispute.
So this area here was Actually, it's separated in two floors, but everything got crumbled down because it's very old.
Again, the house itself had to pay the price.
Upstairs was a kitchen, the balcony. This is how they would enter the house. This is actually a really common building style architecture in Indonesia.
But today, basically, for the first time in over 20 years, the doors are open.
But as you can see, the walls are very thick, so the isolation...
The curator Mario is showing me around. And even though I am walking between the two houses, I still can't believe that it's true.
We can see a huge olive garden.
Why did the naval captains insist on building a house on this precise spot? Was there not plenty of land available on the island?
Zašto je faraon radio grobnice u Gizi? Zašto je premijer...
Even sitting here in the kitchen of Puko's old house feels like a fable. It's as if the wise man of the village is sitting in front of me.
Marta.
With his long white hair and beard, his sunburned skin and deep, intense eyes.
Koji ste odgovor vi očekivali, signorina?
But the white sports hairband over his forehead is reminding me that we are, in fact, in a real place and time. So much of what we do, or what happens to us, cannot be explained. And yet, we try to. For example, people say it was God's punishment, kazna Božja.
A da li vi vjerujete u kaznu Božju?
Zamisli nekog srditog, ljutog Boga koji bije nad ljudima i ako ga neko nešto tu, nešto krivo učini, ovo kazni. Kakav je to Bog? To veze s Bogom.
We can moralize about destiny, about the future, about karma, about fate.
A u karmu?
But in the end, we don't have a clue.
Recimo, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, veliki, najveći, u 100 godina samoće, njegov general Jose Buendia, on ide kod Gatare, kojemu gata prošlost.
There's not many people around here, and it's a really calm environment in this house.
Whatever we get attached to, be it a house or a destiny, can lead to our destruction, because we hold on to it.
Ako čovjek nije jači od toga zašto je vezan, onda je ta sudbina kralj ili neka drugi užas.
You kind of feel safe because there's a small house, you're surrounded by big walls, so it's kind of a fortress in itself.
Nad čovjekom može gospodariti jedino ljubav, ako se čovjek svjesno prodaje ljubavi, recimo. I onda može biti.
But we can also decide to let go.
C'est jour.